and she was pressing trousers at night, pants at night. The reason we had to have a night shift was that they were having what they call permanent press, but they called it Chlorotron, which cut, you know, permanent press where that crease would stay in. Chlorotron, that was a trade name. So they sent work, not only what I did, but from another plant or two down here for me to press. So I had to have pressing at night.
Wow.
And so during the days of integration, most of the people at work did work at night to begin with, But I had one who I won't call a name, I could, but she's dead now, but she was that person I went by one night, and I asked her how her husband was, whose name I won't give either. And she told me that, that's fine, but they were going to have to move. And I said, move? What do you mean move? She said, well, they're going to sell our house. I said, I thought you and your husband owned that house. She said, no, we don't own the house, we rent it. I said, you can buy it. She says, we can't buy a house. I said, yes, you can. I knew they could because they all both saved money.
Mm-hmm.
And she had asked me from time to time where to put some money she had, and I'd advise her, take her out there, let her do the transaction, what to do. But anyway, she said, well, I don't know how we can do it. Says, I'll ask her husband about it. Anyway, she said, well, I just guess we'll go to Atlanta. I says, if you go to Atlanta, you and Bill both liable to get killed. you know how you kid with people. And to shorten the story, I called up where Bill's worked. The man that I knew called up where her husband worked, and I called his name, which is all right. He's dead too. I told him what it was. So I picked up the phone and called the Fulton Federal, which is now, they changed, the Fulton Federal is owned by South Trust.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when they got, they said they couldn't buy the house, I said, you go down to see, I told Cola, the manager, to see. They went in and borrowed the money. And when Mayor, the woman's husband died, the house was paid for except for 1 month.
Oh.
Wow.
And she had a house and home, and she had it the day she died. And just didn't know how to do it and be prepared for it. But that's what I mean by, if you can't help people, don't hurt them.
You probably changed their lives.
Now, some people will not let you help them. And you just have to accept that and move on. But you need to help. You need to help people.
They appreciated that.
You may need someone to help you one of these days, too.
What made you want to get involved with the school board stuff and then the city administration, too? You sort of got involved in politics.
Well, what I did, I had, now, when I was on the school board, Fulton County was not a, I didn't have to run for office. The superintendent, which was Paul West, he had to run for office. But in those days, if you were a Democrat, you got elected.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's changed up here now. But
also, if you're a Republican, you get elected.
Yeah, right. So Paul West, he got elected every time, and the grand jury of Fulton County selected the board members, and you had to have them from an area. So one day I'm sitting in the office down at the Roswell Company, and two men came in that I knew,